This is a download from the BBC. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Well, we've been saying that the euro and the eurozone are in trouble much over recent weeks, but we use that word without always being clear as to what exactly trouble implies. Could it really be the case that countries will leave the single currency? We asked Felix Salmon, the finance blogger at Reuters in New York, to spell out what trouble could mean, and here's his worst-case doomsday scenario for the currency.
August 18. Markets around the world plunged on Wednesday after Spain announced that the cost of bailing out its beleaguered mortgage lenders would amount to more than 250 billion euros. The country was immediately downgraded by both Standard & Poor's and Moody's, triggering fears of default or devaluation in both Spain and Portugal. Stocks fell by more than 5% in all major markets, including the US. August 19. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, in an unprecedented joint public appearance with Jean-Claude Trichet, the head of the European Central Bank, railed against speculators and hedge funds who are threatening the viability of the common currency. She said that Europe would provide up to 500 billion euros in support of Spain, Portugal and Greece to help them bail out their banks during a period when investors have simply stopped lending them any new money. August 22. In the largest set of coordinated demonstrations since the run-up to the war in Iraq, angry voters and opposition parties across Europe came out in their millions, protesting the hundreds of billions of euros being spent on southern European countries and the painful austerity measures being demanded of Greece, Spain and Portugal by the IMF. The riot photos from Greece are becoming depressingly familiar, but now we're seeing riots across Germany too. August 23. As markets continue to plunge around the world today on civil unrest across Europe, governing coalitions across the continent broke apart, with no party seeing any political upside in supporting the most unpopular policy that has ever been implemented in European history. Even Angela Merkel started backtracking from her earlier statements, saying that no democracy could unilaterally act against its citizens' wishes. August 24. A solution of sorts was found to the European crisis today when the governments of Greece, Spain, Portugal and Italy announced that they would no longer accept EU or IMF funds as part of the bailout program and would solve their problems on their own. The joint statement was taken by markets as tantamount to default, since none of the four countries has access to the liquidity needed to roll over their debts. September 13. Markets were shocked once again today as France joined, at the last minute, the joint restructuring offer from Italy, Spain and Portugal. All four countries are offering to swap their old euro-denominated debt for new obligations denominated in the currency they're calling euros. Other eurozone countries have indicated that they too will leave the euro for the euro, cutting their debt at a stroke. In the grey market, the euro is already trading at 75 euro cents. Today was the last day of the euro as we knew it for a decade. Europe is returning to a system of multiple floating currencies, and that means that political ties are much weaker too. With the death of the euro, the future of the European Union itself looks very uncertain.
We like to make something of the economic news and make it sound as interesting as the rest of the news. No, big crisis in the euro, and that was Felix Salmon, who's the finance blogger at Reuters in New York, painting a scenario of end of euro, the doomsday scenario, and the creation of the euro.